Hey everybody, this is Ben, and I just wanted to pop in here at the beginning of the episode because, as is completely predictable, Kevin and I said we were going to bring this up, and we did not. So I'm coming in here at the edit to read a comment that we had on episode 148, A Shaq Kobe Thing. In that episode, we were reading for Jorge, who was thinking about leaving his current job to start a new venture with some other folks, and we said that he should go ahead and do that, but Rebecca commented on that episode with a warning, and so I'm going to read Rebecca's comment. Here it is. I love your podcast and humor. Thanks for being silly, but my first ever comment on a podcast of any type. No, no, no to Jorge's new opportunity. It couldn't have been clearer. Ten of Wands is a tough time. The Tower is total collapse of systems. The Magician indicates the ability to create. Infinity indicates he, Jorge, will have other opportunities. Tell Jorge, no lo hagas. Thank you, and keep up the good work, mostly.
Welcome to the Amateur Tarot Pod. On this podcast, we, two thoughtful, non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That gentleman, dressed in a beanie and a sweatshirt, is Ben.
And that gentleman in a backwards baseball cap and then a long-sleeve flannel, a quarter-button long-sleeve flannel.
It's called a Henley.
A Henley. That's Kevin.
And we're here.
Together, once again, to solve your problems.
We're in the new studios, which we are going to bring up probably until it becomes normal.
Yeah, when does it stop becoming the new studio? This is like episode 8 maybe in the new studio?
Yeah, but it's so nice though. And especially because I think the reason that we keep bringing it up is because we're switching our recording times between like nighttime, mm-hmm. which it has a different feel, mm-hmm. to now midday, but you know, a winter midday where the sun's a little bit lower. It's bringing the light casting in and good shadows. It's a nice day again outside. Like, it's just a good feel.
There's a lot of light in here.
Yeah.
It's a really nice vibe.
A lot of natural light.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good spot.
We should probably tell people what we do on this show.
What we do on this show, well, Kevin, it begins with you.
That is true. It does begin with me. And the first thing that we do is the performance review. And that's when we take your feedback from previous episodes and we talk about it on the air. See how we can get better at doing this tarot thing.
Then we do the main part of the show, the part of the show that you're going to later performance review. It's the spread where we've taken a question from the world and then we're going to answer it using the tarot. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to draw three cards, which in the order that we draw them, represent the recent past, the current action, and the future 100% of spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
After that, we do the card of the week.
And then after that, we do the outro, we land the plane, and then you keep your seatbelts buckled until we arrive at the gate, at which point the seatbelt sign goes off, bing, and then you wait in line to get off the plane.
Yeah, everybody lines up, but then it's just like hurry up and wait.
Yeah, basically. My biggest gripe with airplanes, I get it. I understand why they do it this way, but it doesn't make sense to me that they board the plane front to back.
Well, you think they should have like two?
Well,
like, what do you mean?
It's just annoying because...
Oh, I see.
Like all the first class snobs get on first and then the business class jerks and then the, you know, gold diamond member, platinum plus select. And then me... in seat 45 in the back, right on top of the engine, I'm like, oh, excuse me, sorry, pardon me, and there's no room in the aisle, and I'm like pushing through all these people to get to my seat. I get it, because you want to let the rich people board first, and then the rich people get to get off the plane first, which I guess makes sense, but it just is so, like, the people in the back should go first.
100%. And I think on an airline that assigns seats...
Mm-hmm.
I think that, it sucks flying in coach, but the big thing about it is that you get to get on the plane first.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a cool, you know, enticement. But like it doesn't really work when you're flying like Southwest.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know.
Yeah. Well, then you just do what Kevin does, get the business select, get that A23.
When there's only 45
people on the plane, but you know, nonetheless. All right. Well, that's my thing about planes.
Yeah, I think, you know, you bring up a valuable point. And I don't think it'll ever change because capitalism.
Maybe there's an airline executive out there listening to Amateur Tarot Pod and he or she will be inspired by this.
Well, if you are, Mr. Airline Executive, please give us a call. Come on the show. We'd love it.
We'd love a call in on that.
Although I don't know if I want to actually read about like flights. It'd be kind of like, I feel like if there was like a big plane crash something, I would feel bad.
We don't want our brand associated with that.
Yeah.
Well, that's the show. That's what we do here.
Yep.
Those things.
Actually, we're just done. That was it.
That was the show.
That was Talking Flights. See you later.
Amateur Travelers.
Amateur Traveler Pod.
Yeah. I just wonder one day, will the show just, at one point, will we have just rambled for half an hour without ever having touched the tarot cards and then just decide, yeah, that's fine. That's a show.
It might happen.
I feel like one day.
On the front half of these episodes, when we haven't seen each other for a while, it might actually happen.
I'm just wondering that when that day's going to come.
Right. It's definitely going to be a day when we don't have anything going on after the show, because I feel like we're really good and we're like can get through it. But on days like this where I got all afternoon, I do have to put up Christmas lights though.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I won't get into that whole thing. I feel like that'll just be another 10 minutes.
We can talk about that next episode.
Yeah, we'll save
Christmas.
Keyword, Christmas lights. Okay, let's get into the performance review.
We have a lot to cover in the performance review.
Yes.
We really shouldn't have dawdled so much before the performance review. We should have gotten right into it.
Chadai. Now we're in it.
I always forget that is my voice.
So we had a lot of comments on last week's episode, or 2 weeks ago, sorry, 2 weeks ago's episode featuring Metatron. Now, there's a lot of Metatron chatter, but I just want to say we're not going to get to that today. We're actually saving it for next week.
We got to put a bookmark in that one.
Yeah, so we'll come back to Christmas lights. We'll come back to Metatron. Today, though, we have some updates that come to us from Michael. 6 updates. 1, you both have great podcast voices.
Yep, that's actually the only performance review stuff.
All right, thank you. Show's over.
I will actually, if anybody has like an Audible card they want to send to somebody, that's going to be my Christmas gift to the listeners.
I love that.
Yeah, I will record something for you. You might not get it by Christmas. Well, we'll probably record one more time by Christmas.
Is this...
Yeah, are you okay with that? We didn't discuss this. How about that? Like, if you're in the Facebook group, you can. We're gonna start a thread.
No. What if I was like, no, that's.
Well,
that's
I would do it myself. I would come over here and.
Oh, okay. I would set everything up for you, and you would just take care of it.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, we will record one personalized greeting for a friend or
for yourself, I guess.
Or for yourself. So to just post in there. Tell us what you want us to say. 30 seconds or less.
Okay. Good.
And we'll do that for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get your answers in, let's say before December 8th, guaranteed by the end of the year. Maybe not Christmas, but the end of the year.
Book it. Good idea.
Thanks.
A way that we can give back. Number 2, Fluid Update needs a theme song. Let's do the Fluid Update right now because we got something new brewing.
Yeah, I was throwing through a curveball and I was at Walgreens, not an ad, before here. And I saw something that I've tried before, and I thought, you know what? This would be a good thing for the Fluid Update. It's called Body Armor.
Okay.
Not an ad. Strawberry banana.
Super drink.
It's called Superior Hydration. It's like a sports drink that uses coconut water.
Okay. What are some of the ingredients?
Filtered water.
Good.
Pure cane sugar.
Mm.
Coconut water concentrate.
Okay.
Citric acid.
Sure.
Dipotassium phosphate, it's an electrolyte, vegetable juice concentrate, ascorbic acid, vitamin C, there you go. All it's right. Not really that healthy.
But is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
All right. I just got regular water.
Yeah, the sugar part kind of throws me through a loop. I don't really like that sugar.
Mm-hmm. Did you do a Red Bull earlier, or this is instead of the Red Bull?
No, I did coffee earlier.
Okay, me too. Now, a Terra-related performance review update. The winged creatures on the Wheel of Fortune and the world aren't chimera, they're angels. That's why they have wings, but they are still just a lion or ox or whatever. They are the 4 living creatures around God's throne, https://, a Wikipedia article. Also, the fixed signs of the zodiac, which 2 things are not necessarily different, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. On the Wheel, they could be the 4 evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, since in the Rider-Waite, they are portrayed holding books.
Yeah, that just like threw me back to grade school, my little Catholic Sunday grade school. No, it was
Monday through Friday regular school.
Yeah, I didn't have Sunday school. Yeah, we talked about religion a lot. So hearing Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, kind of a throwback. Haven't really thought about Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John for a while. I have a brother named Matthew, a brother named John. I'm the third. I wasn't named after one of the writers of the Gospels. Mm-hmm. So maybe like my parents.
I sort of feel like that's like a Three's Company sitcom. Two gospel guys and then Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I could probably do an amateur Bible. Yeah.
All right.
On the Gospels.
Can't wait.
I would have to like look in my notes though, because I know there's like only one of those people actually wrote it. I think it's John.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. He's the only one that actually wrote the gospel. These people get the credit for it, which is kind of like being the youngest kid.
If we're wrong, we're going to get so many performance reviews about the Bible.
Go ahead and let's talk about it. I want to know who it was.
Okay, so it's not a griffin. It's just a lion with wings. It's just an angel, a lion that became, I guess, dead somehow and is now an angel.
All right.
So now we know.
And I understand this, and this is all good.
But it's still a griffin.
Like, yeah, exactly. What do you call a lion with wings?
A griffin.
Okay.
All right. Now we're moving away from... Oh, no, wait. This is still terror-related. Michael said that he's pretty sure on the judgment card it's Gabriel, not Metatron. Metatron will come back to him to be continued.
I mean, I'm sure Metatron's in here somewhere, like, but Gabriel on judgment makes 100%. It makes 100% sense, right?
Right.
Because Gabriel's the one that's at Heaven's Gate.
Yep, yep. All right, number five. Actually, wait. There are 7 points on here, but there's no point six. So we just go 5 and 7.
That's awesome.
So performance review for Michael, we're six.
We're six.
All right, number five, he's talking about the amateur tarot photo tarot that we're going to make with you in Central Park. He says that he hopes that the Six of Swords is the famed two of you in the bathtub, because the Six of Swords is like two people in a boat going down the river. So he's thinking, his suggestion is that the Six of Swords is the bathtub photo. He said... He also thought, you thought that the Lovers was dicey, but he said he thinks the Star is even dicier.
On
our photo tarot.
I don't remember what the Star looks like.
It's like that woman.
With the hand in the water.
With the pitcher in the water. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be able to get all up in my business on that
one. Oh, goodness. And then finally, number seven, he really enjoys dogs getting hammered on moonshine.
Yeah, that's an early lore. That was like one of my first cards that we drew.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So that's the performance review, according to Michael.
The performance review according to Michael. We have a new gospel here. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Michael.
And Christina.
True. And Brian.
All right, that's the performance review. Thank you, Michael.
Shadai.
We've wasted enough time. Should we just get into QQ?
Let's get into QQ. We have to say it.
You have to visually say it, otherwise the sound can't play.
Queerin's Corner.
I closed the Christmas list, so there's no risk.
I know. I was going to say, can we get an update on the Christmas list?
Maybe when we talk about Christmas lights.
That's okay. We don't need to.
Okay. I've been talking a lot. I'll let you read this week's question if it's close enough to you.
Is it from Sid?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, so we're kind of running into a Robin Wood situation here.
Why is that?
Is Sid a guy or a girl?
I don't know. Could be Sydney. Could just be Sid.
I mean, it'd be Sydney either way.
Sure. Yeah, I guess you can have a guy Sydney.
Yep, like Sidney Crosby. Sports references.
That one went over my head. What does Sidney Crosby do?
He's like the best hockey player.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know that. Yeah, he plays for like the Penguins, right?
Boom.
Got it.
I'm having a hard time feeling motivated.
Sam. Wait, is this the question or are you just talking?
Sorry. I was going to say I'm having a hard time feeling motivated. Same girl, but I don't know that Sid's a girl.
Nope.
Okay. Sid says, I'm having a hard time feeling motivated. What can I do to feel more
inspired?
What can I do to feel more inspired and take more action?
It's not your fault. The computer's really far away from you and at an angle, and the lighting in this room is a lot of glare.
Yeah, once I get too inspired, it's actually just like your face gone on there. It's cute, metaphorical.
getting motivated.
Yeah, I mean, I struggle with this too. I've had the weekend off.
Mm-hmm.
I get up, you know, every other weekend. So I always like have big plans of stuff that I'm going to accomplish on the weekend, and I get like half of them done.
That's something.
Yeah, it's something.
What kind of plans are we talking?
Like cleaning my car was one of them.
Okay.
It really needs a bath. And laundry, cleaning and organizing my room.
Mm-hmm.
So like I cleaned the outside part of my room, but I really need to do the closet. And I just haven't.
Sure.
Don't need a bunch of clothes.
I've needed to make an appointment with a new dentist for like 6 months and I haven't. It's just like on my to-do list and I can't bring myself to do it.
You should go to my uncle.
I can't. He doesn't. My insurance doesn't cover him.
What? Did you ask him?
No, but I just like looked at the places that my insurance said they covered and I didn't see him.
Interesting. I would. We'll bookmark this conversation and get back to it because uncle. Do you just need like your teeth cleaned or do you need major stuff done?
No, I think I just need somebody to look at my teeth. It's been a little too long.
Yeah, so maybe I'll have another party and you can come over to my uncle's.
Yeah, just ask him about that. I mean, I'd love to go to your uncle.
I think this is actually a worthy story of saying, which I know we're getting off the tracks, but so I had for my birthday party, Ben and Julia came to my birthday party and I have a very big family and I'm really close with my family. So
it's basically just like us and then your family and maybe like two other people that
there
you're
was
friends
like, with. Okay, there was at least like eight other people that were not related to me.
And there were like 40 people total. So do the math.
Yeah, it was a small percentage of people that were not my family.
Do you think this is motivating Sid?
Yeah, probably. Sid, listening to my story.
Sid's like realizing like, oh crap, I've come to them to get motivated. I really must have hit rock bottom. I need to turn my life around before I become this.
Yeah, because we are not easily, we're easily distracted. How about that?
All right, continue. We were at the party. There was like eight of us and 48 members of your family.
Yeah, and so my uncle's office is very close to you and Julia's house, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh yeah, yeah, this is, you know, my, he's a dentist and his office is pretty close. You should go to him. And Ben thought that I just invited my dentist to my birthday party.
I didn't realize he was your uncle.
The people that were not my family at the party were Ben and Julia and my dentist, and the rest was my family.
I like the universe where you just are friendly with your dentist and come on over.
I could totally see myself doing that.
Yeah.
Just like have a podcast with my dentist.
You all can do the whatever podcast you were just talking about starting. Earlier on the show that I've already forgotten.
Yeah, I don't remember. All right, we're already off track.
Anyway, we're going to help Sid get more motivated. I'm trying to think of ways to stay motivated. I think one thing that helps, even though it's stupid, is the to-do list. Especially for things that are so mechanical as calling the dentist or cleaning your closet or whatever. Because you get a sense of satisfaction from checking it off. You can look at it all and kind of break it down how you're going to do it. And then it also... If you don't do it, it carries over to the next to-do list and it keeps staring you in the face. I mean, it hasn't really gotten me to call the dentist over the past 6 months, but I do feel bad about it.
Yeah, there's like a guilt trip.
Yeah.
And like that way you're getting that guilt trip like almost every day when you're looking at your to-do list,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just like, you know, every month or 2 months when you're like, oh yeah, I should have called the dentist mm-hmm. by now.
I think another thing that helps too is some sort of accountability mechanism that you can create. Like when I used to do the writing every week, it helped that, and this podcast is the same kind of thing of there are people in the Facebook group who are going to ask me where the podcast is if it doesn't get edited and it doesn't go out and I don't schedule the recording and all that. So that sort of accountability helps me. I mean, it's a little different with your room, but I don't know. Maybe you have a friend. Maybe you have a significant other. Maybe it's your mom. I don't know. Say that you're going to clean your room and say if you don't clean your room, you're going to give them $10.
Oh, that's interesting. See, I my motivation for cleaning my room is A, I like it for myself, but also for my mom because it's like on the first level of the house. Mm. And when people come over, I don't want them to like see all my filth.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
But I think that's good advice. It's easy when that stuff is broadcast like this to like be on top of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little bit harder with things that are more personal in nature, but yeah, I don't know why I don't do that. I should just tell Julie I'm going to give her $20 if I don't schedule a dental appointment. And then I'll schedule a dental appointment because I don't want to give her $20.
You could do that for me. If you don't schedule a dentist appointment by the next time that I see you, you owe me $20.
You see, this is public accountability. But we do have to talk about your uncle because I would rather go to him than just some random person. I'll give you $20 next time I see you if we haven't started the process.
Do we want to call my uncle on the phone right now and see if he takes your insurance?
Oh my gosh.
No.
No. It could be funny, but no.
But the reason that I don't want to do that is because I have to do something for my uncle and I have to get it to him tonight. And I don't want to call him because he'll probably think I'm talking about that.
Accountability.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see what the cards have to say. See, this was almost an episode where I felt like we gave fine advice. We don't you know, that was like good standard advice.
We don't need the cards.
We don't need the cards. Show's over. I'm just like, I feel like we have to do it though. It's the law. Like, we don't get paid if this isn't in there. You have to shuffle.
So again, I'm having trouble feeling motivated. What can I do to feel more inspired and take more action?
The past. Flip. The lovers.
Aw, the lovers. So the lovers are standing on the ground, kind of with their hands up like, what? They're naked. Oh, this is definitely Adam and Eve because, yeah, they're standing.
Another angel in the sky. Could be Metatron.
I don't know who that is.
Somebody will. This will come up in 2 weeks.
Eve is standing by the tree that has the apples with the snake around it. And then there's the angel in the sky kind of over them and they're looking it up. It reminds me of the ace cards, like with the bottom of the angel. So it's like an apparition type thing. And then Adam is standing on the right side of the card with a burning bush.
So this card is a little bit, I don't have a good gut feeling about how this ties in to feeling motivated. You know? It's a card that's about, I mean, it could be about love. It could be about partnership. It could be about.
So I see the, if I'm, and because I don't know anything about this card. I don't know that I've read anything in an Allen about it. I don't, maybe we've drawn it before. I don't remember if we have. And I know it's called the lovers, but if you take that Adam and Eve motif, it's almost like making decisions.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No.
Okay.
Keep talking. Do you have something?
Yeah, I don't really have anything, but it's like making decisions together and like your decisions affecting each other, right? Mm-hmm. Like, does that have anything to do with the lover's card?
Maybe. Partnership, union, duality, choice. A union of harmony full of trust, confidence, and strength. This relationship is one that represents both a physical attraction and a deep emotional bond between them. Inner harmony between two aspects of one's personality.
So Allen says, too, in its simplest meaning, the card symbolizes the cooperation and coming together of two people.
Yeah.
And like union of opposites.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're kind of, we were all sort of on the right page even before we looked that up. My reading was from the Golden Thread Tarot app. We don't know a lot about Sid and Sid's situation. This could be a lack of motivation after maybe like in the past there was a relationship that was really like, maybe there was a breakup. I don't know. We don't have the present yet, but it could be something that has to do with a breakup and sort of that's sapped some of the energy or like a relationship that's not even a love, like a romantic relationship. It could be a relationship with like a family member or a friend or something that's gone south and has sort of sapped some of the energy.
I also think of like kind of, you know, maybe looking at it like from a left and right brain type style too.
Sure.
Right. Where it's maybe there's something that's pulling away your attention from being motivated or from being, you know, super excited about what you need to get done. And, you know, another part of your brain is pulling at that.
That's
and,
good.
You know, or maybe in the past those two were connected, but now it's not. But I think we'll look at the present card and that'll kind of tell us.
Let's do that. Let's more see of what that says. Right? Yeah. Flip. Nine of Wands. He's back.
The Nine of Wands is a gentleman who is erecting a fence out of wands of different lengths. And he looks tired. He's leaning on one of the wands. And as he looks up and kind of like, kind of looks mad almost, you know, like it's not coming together the way that he wants it to.
This reading is coming together for me now, though. I feel better. I feel better now. So what I'm seeing here is the Nine of Wands. You have this solitary person who he's almost at the end of his journey, but it's been a struggle to get to this point. As you know, the Ten of Wands is the burnout card, all the carrying inefficiently. And this is the card that's right before that. So he's getting very worn down. The Lovers is such a positive card about like coming together and emotion and partnership. And like you said, this meeting of the minds kind of idea. And so what I'm seeing here is that sometimes people get really, you know, you even said this before, you get really excited to do something or you really plan to do something. And then when it's time to execute, it's exhausting and you don't end up actually doing it. And so that's what I'm kind of seeing here. We have the Lovers card of Sid maybe being in love, quotes, with the things that they wanted to do. They had this big plan. They were excited about it. They felt good about it. Is happy. And then now the present, time to execute on that. And it's just exhausting. He's losing all of his passion to do that thing. I mean, cleaning your room, it doesn't make as, I mean, it's, it fits, but then especially if this is something like he wants to start his own podcast or their own podcast or something like that, like you get excited about it, but then when it's time to sit down and do the work, you don't want to do it as much.
Yeah. I like it. You know, it's almost, so looking back at the lover's card, it's like the want to do and have to do mm-hmm. type stuff. It's like the, if you're doing the stuff you want to do and that's like rewarding, then the have to do stuff is just kind of like there and it's pulling you along as long as that want to do is there. Makes sense.
Yeah.
But if the want to do is not there, then the have to do is really exhausting.
Yeah. Let's go to the future. Flip. Another wand, the Five of Wands.
So there's five gentlemen that are standing around each other with their wands in their hand, all kind of going in different directions. It almost looks like they're fighting, but in reality, I believe that the Five of Wands is more about like they're trying to build something, but no one's really taking ownership and leadership, and mm-hmm. it's like confusing.
Yeah. Yeah, this is sort of the opposite of the Lovers, where the Lovers is the coming together of two people that really get each other. The Five of Wands is people who don't, or who aren't on the same page. Like this could be just kind of like the Lovers could be about two people, or it could be within yourself. Same thing with the Five of Wands. This could be a bunch of people who are at odds with each other. And also it could just be parts of yourself that are at odds with each other. You know, we have the Seven of Wands where you have that person who's on the hill. Like I think recently, I think last week's episode, we had the woman with her wand on fire and she was beating back the other wands that were coming at her. That was the Seven. And there's somebody's above the rest. Here, everybody's on the same level. So there's no clear leader to get everybody in shape. They're just at odds with each other.
In regards to the reading, and it doesn't really, it doesn't like put a nice little bow on it. But the thing that I see is that, you know, starting with this nine, where you're very close to that 10, where, you know, tens, you're just doing it too wrong. And nine, you're exhausted. That five's working backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like if we want to come around full circle, you'll eventually be back at that lover spot. Okay. You're going to have to.
It's a battle.
It's a battle. Like it's never going to be perfect. And you have to find that balance and the opposing things in your mind that you want to prioritize and things like that versus like the have to's. They're all important and they all need to be done. And they're going to conflict with each other. But life and it's like, I don't know. It's just like, it's a circle. It's like, it's all just, how do I balance all these things? It's exhausting and you're always going to battle them, but eventually you'll find, you know, some small times of, oh, I can do this.
Yeah. And then leverage those feelings.
Right. That time.
Nice.
Thanks, Sid.
Thank you, Sid. Now we are going to go to the card of the week.
I feel like we lost a lot of energy out of that reading.
Man, you know, the minute that we had to do the thing that we promised to do, just like Sid, you know, it started to be less fun.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to do the...
And maybe we weren't pumped up because the reading didn't have a happy ending. It was sort of indeterminate.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what took it out of our sails. Like, it still is like, yeah, Sid, sorry, it's going to be a struggle, but yeah, you have to do it.
It's just what it is. Well, we're in the card of the week now, and Kevin, tell them what it is.
Yeah. I'll tell them what it is. Card of the Week is a card that we draw that really sets the stage for the week ahead. It's a good thing to listen to on a Monday or maybe a Tuesday if that's your preferred listening day. But really, it's just sets the tone for the week and what to kind of look out for. It's for everybody, anything living. So, you know, people, animals, trees. I would say houses too, so maybe it doesn't have to be living. Like this house gets the card of the week too, you know? If these walls could talk.
Man, I just wanted you to sit in that for a while.
I liked it.
All right, I'm shuffled up. I'm ready.
So sometimes silence is golden in comedy.
Yep. Flip. I'm so sorry. It's the world. And we've already read Alan on the world. We are the world.
I mean...
Can I just read from the Golden Thread Tarot app, which will be much shorter and convey the same information that this is a Nothing Burger card?
Yep.
Fulfillment, harmony, completion. Absolute unity, perfection. Accomplishment that draws from inner and outer sources. This card signals the harmony of the inner and outer worlds and reaching a level of enlightenment. An era of one's life is complete, and there is joy and celebration that is coming to welcome it.
Yeah, but I also feel like this card would have been awesome as the last card of the reading that we just did.
Yeah. Completion, unity... Getting things done. Here, not so much. We also still have those we're back to the symbols in the corner.
Well, they're the four fixed signs of the zodiac, Ben. Yes. Of course.
Of course. Yes.
Taurus,
now we
Aquarius,
know that.
And the other two.
And Griffin. You can't see any wings, though. It's just a lion's head on this one. We didn't even describe the card.
I mean, we're just trying to
get out of the segment.
We're approaching Christmas and the winter holidays, and there's a wreath around this woman. So the wreath is topical on the nose.
Sure.
The woman is sitting. She looks very cherub-like, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have any wings, though. She's got like a scarf wrapped around her, and she's holding those two candles, like the one that magician holds.
This will be interesting to film you in this pose.
Hey, we're definitely going to get a trampoline.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to get the thing that the sort of shawl scarf thing to hit perfectly, though.
We need to take a Christmas card, too. We got to plan that.
We got the audio Christmas card.
Well, yeah, there's that part, but...
We need a photo.
I feel like we should do a photo.
Okay. That's the world. That's the card of the week. The advice this week, I don't know. Good job. You did it, I guess. Unity, yep. Perfection, harmony, rest on your laurels. It's going to be a good one. No action, no advice. Just sit back, relax. You did it. Congrats. Get ready. The cycle is going to restart.
Remember, December 2nd, 2019, that's the day that it all came together. Thanks, world. Oh, we're landing the plane now.
Yeah.
You know, it was a longer, more scenic flight than
Sure, we took the scenic route.
We definitely took the scenic route. But, you know, it wasn't turbulent, I don't think.
Thank you very much this week to Sid for your question.
Thank you to our lols.
Thank you, and now a moment of silence for any lost lols. How did they get lost on the plane?
Maybe there were snakes on the plane. Maybe they DB Coopered out the back.
Okay, could be.
You can find us at amateurtarot.com.
It's a website.
You can ask questions there through that interface. It will email it to us. We'll answer it on the air for you.
And a more familiar interface might be your telephone, which you can use to call or text 314-325-6047. That's another way to leave us questions or comments.
Another fun place to interact with us and get in on the action of...
The Christmas card.
Yeah, that's...
The audio Christmas card.
Yep. That's where I was headed to, is facebook.com/groups/amateurtarot.
I stole your thunder. I apologize.
That's okay.
I'm excited about the idea.
I am excited about it. That was a really good idea that I had.
It was a good idea that you had.
Really just off the cuff.
Good.
I didn't even...
This improv training's really working.
Yeah. Thanks, Ben, for the improv training.
Yeah, and I just said yes, because that's what my training has taught me.
Yes, and we're going to keep going through the outro.
Kevin is on Twitter, @ScoutsTarot. There's nothing there, an egg.
I thought about tweeting the other day.
Well, that's progress.
Yeah, I thought about it. I actually pulled up the account and things like that, and then I got distracted.
Sure.
You can find Ben at... You can find Ben at imakingallthisup.com.
It's a website.
He writes things in the past.
Yes, please, please, please. If you enjoyed this show or any of the past shows that you've listened to, or you think you might enjoy the show in the future, please leave a rating or review at Apple Podcasts. That really helps us out. We are really trying to get to 55 five-star reviews. I'm going to do a quick check.
Quick check.
We've already done it and we're just giving people trouble, but we've already made it.
I'm going to be pissed if we're at 56 and we missed 55.
But what's going to happen if we're still at 50, which is where we were last time we put out the call?
Ben, we're probably still at 50.
You're right. Those of you who haven't rated or reviewed, we need 5 5-star reviews, so help us out. This week, item number 9, thank you to... Has this joke just worn out its welcome? Is this joke over? Maybe. Maybe it's time.
I don't know. Maybe the improv training hasn't been that good, because usually I can think of something.
Yeah.
But I was like, I've already thanked...
But it's just
trees.
Like, we're just thanking trees and like the Women's World Cup soccer team.
I mean, I just think that maybe we just...
I think this is it.
We just hold it off. Okay.
I'm doing it. We're done. This bit's over.
But if we ever have somebody to thank, we will thank
somebody. We'll obviously thank people that need to be thanked, but...
It's a lost bit.
The new item number 9 is just the sign-off line, so...
No, item number 9 is cool sign-off line.
That was before we had...
Spoiler alert, magic is real. What are those balls that are there?
Oh, they're supposed to go back in that dying bonsai tree.
Ooh, the bonsai tree needs to know... the card of the week is going to apply to this bonsai tree.
The bonsai tree's seen better days. I think part of it is that I don't water it often enough.
Yeah, I would say that's probably pretty
so
good.
So let me, the balls are supposed to, I don't know, Julia got them on one of her amateur travels.
Can I, oh yeah, they're those, yeah. You can spin them in your hands, right? They're like, they're meditation balls.
Yeah, put them up to the mic so they can hear.
ASMR brought to you by the Amateur Tarot Pod.
So they're supposed to go there. They're decorative.
Anyway.
Anyway, card of the week, huh?